From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. North Korea appears to have completed preparations for a test launch of a three-stage missile. Through surveillance satellites, the U.S. has been monitoring the launch site in the northeast corner of North Korea for the past week. American officials say the process of fueling the rocket has now been completed. At a press conference today, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice said any launch by North Korea would be regarded as a provocative act.
It would once again show North Korea determined to deepen its isolation, determined not to take a path that is a path of compromise and a path of peace, but rather instead to once again saber-rattle. And so from our point of view, it would be a very serious matter indeed.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice speaking in Washington today. Joining us now is NPR's Mike Schuster. He's covering the story. And Mike, first, what do we know about this missile and the preparations to launch it?
Well, the U.S. has identified the missile as a Taipodong 2, and it's believed that it has been erected on the launch site and may have three stages. Apparently, U.S. surveillance satellites picked up increased activity at the site last month and have been watching as the stages of the missile were assembled. The process of fueling began late last week. The first two stages have liquid fuel, and the third might have solid fuel. Solid fuel rockets are inherently more stable and accurate than liquid fuel rockets. Nothing more specific is known about the missile, for instance, whether it's carrying anything in its nose cone.
That seems to be the big question, that nose cone. What is North Korea capable of putting in the nose cone, and do we know anything more about its range?
Well, we're not sure what they're capable of putting in the nose cone. The greatest concern would be if North Koreans had perfected the technology to make a nuclear weapon small enough to put in the nose cone of a missile. There's no certainty, actually, that North Korea even has a nuclear weapon of any kind, despite the fact that it's been producing plutonium. But experts believe it's not acquired the technology to turn the nose cone of a missile into a nuclear warhead. At various points, North Korea has claimed it's been developing satellites. That's what it said about the one and only long-range missile test it carried out 8 years ago. And at that point, North Korea launched a Taipodong-1 missile over Japan, but its third stage is believed to have exploded over the Pacific. As for the range of this missile, the Defense Intelligence Agency last year estimated that with two stages, it might be able to reach parts of the western United States, and with three stages, it could cover the entire U.S. But practically speaking, because this rocket is untested, it probably has a range of a few thousand miles, making it capable of reaching Guam and possibly the westernmost part of the Aleutian Islands in Alaska.
And why so much concern about this possible test? And I guess the question of timing, why now?
Well, first, we don't know what North Korea's intentions are, whether it's simply a test or could be carrying something dangerous. Under pressure from the U.S., North Korea has been observing a missile test moratorium since 1999, and it made separate and similar commitments to Japan in 2002. Japan was concerned because that earlier test, the one that exploded, flew over its territory. So a launch now would break commitments to both the United States and Japan. South Korea is also concerned. The timing of the preparations is a bit odd, actually, because the former South Korean president, Kim Dae-jung, is planning to visit North Korea soon to see its leader, Kim Jong-il. This is a commemoration of a landmark summit the two leaders had in 2000. So if there was a launch, it would probably destroy the possibility of this semi-summit meeting. Also, Australia and New Zealand have appealed to North Korea not to launch. And the United States has been hoping to entice North Korea back to the six-party nuclear talks, which have been stalled since September. So a missile launch now would make that even more remote.
And those six-party talks, why have they stalled?
Well, the talks include South Korea, Japan, Russia, and China, but they're really about the U.S. and North Korea. And Washington and Pyongyang have been talking past each other for months. The United States has put North Korea under additional financial stress in recent months, and Pyongyang used that as an excuse not to go back to the negotiating table. Recently, the North Koreans invited the key U.S. diplomat in this process, Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill, to go to Pyongyang for direct talks, but the Bush administration said no to that. So the negotiation process is dead. North Korea is presumed to be reprocessing more and more plutonium, and now it appears to be on the verge of breaking its missile launch moratorium.
Mike, before we let you go, just quickly, I'd like you to help us read between the lines, and we listen to Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice when she says that any such test would be an act of provocation. Does that That term of art, what does that exactly mean when you hear something like that from the Secretary of State?
Well, it obviously means that the United States will have to respond in some fashion. And the response at this point seems to be focused on discussions at the UN Security Council and possible additional economic sanctions that might be imposed on North Korea.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
NPR's Mike Schuster.